Now, my first story is about my father, Martin Dowitz. We lived in Nuriutpa, and I don't know how he met Kelly Struver, and I would have been in high school at the time. That would have been in the 60s sometime. So he got friendly with this tall, lanky American who was a bit crazy, I think, really, and they had a lot of fun together. And Kelly Struver was out from America, we believe, and in my discussions with my older sister, her recollection is that he was American, with his wife and a couple of children. And Dad and Kelly used to go through old dumps looking for old bottles. And they went up to one of the mining towns, whether it was Cooper Pedy or or Udnadatta, I'm not quite sure. But he had an exhibition of his old bottles at Coulthard House, and I can quite clearly see this exhibition there. And then one day, he just disappeared, left the Barossa, left all his bottles behind with no warning at all. It was all a bit of a mystery. I have to say that my mother had referred to him as being a bit of a scallywag. So I'm not sure what actually went on. But anyway, he disappeared. So that's that story that I just needed to clarify who Kelly Struver was. The other story that I thought was quite interesting is when we had the cafe, the Krondorf Road Cafe, I used to talk to people, particularly the older Barossa people who came into the cafe, because I really wanted to find out what sort of food, their food stories and their general stories. And Rhonda Steinberner, that's B-E-R-N-E-R, she came in, she was chatting, and we found out that she had lived as a newly married woman with her husband, with her parents-in-law, on Krondorf Road, right next door to the house where we were living and where I'm still living. And she told me that they used to grow beans there, She must have shown me this photo. I don't have this photo now, but Don Ross does have the photo, and he's shown it to me. And she told me that the young daughter in the family used to look after the beans, and they had a water pipe all the way from what was called Breakneck Road, up in the hills, and there was a spring up in the hills in this valley, and they piped the water all the way down to Krondorf Road, going across Charles Milton's vineyard, what's now Charles Milton's vineyard, and it crossed over the road at about where De Kircher, now the B&B, and then down the road next, you know, to her property, and then the house that we live in, then on from there. And she used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to water her beans, because if she left it any later than that, it was too late, because all the other people would be accessing the water. And it was probably, I imagine, not a large pipe. And if everybody else was getting the water, there was no pressure for her to water her beans. And I'm sorry, I can't give you a date. I don't know, because she didn't give me a date when this all happened. That's my stories.
Right. Thank you.